President Trump signed an executive order yesterday that aims to make sweeping changes to elections and voter registration, including a proof of citizenship requirement. Legal experts are calling it an overreach of presidential authority and warn that the provisions could block tens of millions of eligible Americans from voting. Joining us now with more is NPR's Jude Joffe Block. Hi, Jude.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Okay, so what exactly is in this executive order?
Right. Well, there's a lot in here. And so it lays out a number of new requirements and says if states don't comply, they will not get federal funding. So one big change is this new proof of citizenship requirement to register to vote in federal elections. So you'd need to show a copy of a citizenship document, like a passport, to a local or state official in order to register to vote, or whenever you update your registration, like if you move. Another change, the executive order aims to stop states from counting mailed ballots that are postmarked by election day but arrive after. This is something that a lot of states allow.
Wait, legally, can the president make all of these changes simply by executive order?
Well, that's really the key question. So Trump is trying to assert that he, as president, has authority over elections, and that's not been the case. We have a decentralized system where states make a lot of their own election rules. But this order seeks to expand the president's power and test how far it can go.